This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The United States topped more than 20 million coronavirus cases on Friday as it began the new year, according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States continues to surpass other countries in COVID-19 numbers and accounts for nearly a quarter of the worldwide total, which now stands at more than 83.8 million cases. The country also leads the world in coronavirus deaths. More than 347,000 Americans have died of the disease. U.S. health officials are working to vaccinate the population. The outgoing administration of President Donald Trump predicted in December that 20 million people would be inoculated by the end of 2020. But health officials say only 2.8 million Americans have received their first dose of the vaccine so far. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says just 12.4 million doses have been distributed nationally so far. On Friday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney sharply criticized the pace of the vaccinations and said more federal oversight of the process is necessary. He said the lack of a federal vaccination plan is, in his word, inexcusable. U.S. state governments must come up with their own vaccination plans. Romney said the federal government should have come up with a plan for states to use as a model. The CDC has recommended the vaccines next be made available to frontline workers and people 75 and older. However, some states have set up different criteria for the order in which they will vaccinate their residents. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a handy mobile app you can download to your device. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's a first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside the veto. Lawmakers dismissed Mr. Trump's objections to the $740 billion bill, handing the president a stinging rebuke just weeks before the end of his 4 years as president. President Trump rejected the defense measure last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claimed were biased against him during his failed re-election campaign. Mr. Trump also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission said Friday that the security forces killed at least 76 people and wounded nearly 200 during violent unrest in June and July that followed the killing of a popular Oromo singer, Hakalu Hundessa. The commission also detailed brutality by civilians involved in the clashes, saying some attackers decapitated and tortured people after dragging them from their homes and using ethnic slurs. The widespread and systematic attack on civilians and by attackers constituted crimes against humanity, according to the commission. And the quote, widespread and systematic, comes from the commission. Its report on the violence said a total of 123 people were killed and at least 500 injured. In October, Ethiopia's attorney general charged four suspects with terrorism in connection with the killing of the singer. Britain on Friday began a new era in the first day of its separation from the European Union after 48 years of membership. Free movement of over 500 people between Britain and the 27 EU states has ended. More rigorous customs checks returned for the first time in decades. Other practical changes include how long Britons can visit their vacation homes on the continent, changes in the rules for traveling with pets, and an end to British involvement in an EU student program. British fishermen are disgruntled that a compromise in the free trade agreement to allow continued access for EU boats in British waters, which has raised fears of clashes at sea. And the key financial services sector also faces an anxious wait to learn on what basis it can keep dealing with Europe after being largely omitted from the trade deal, along with services in general, which account for 80% of Britain's economy. In Northern Ireland, the border with Ireland will be closely watched to ensure movement is unrestricted. That's key to a 1998 peace deal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.